This is a Vuma 103 podcast.
Tapsi, Vuma 103 Drive featuring Tunzi. Spessy. 20 past 4. Statelet 21. Hello, Tapsi.
Hi, Lucky.
How are you? Johnny.
Yes,
yeah, Sub. Kahle ongitshele babekubiza ngobani esikoleni?
Tapsi, honestly.
Hayi kwahle.
Like Tapsi is in my nickname since I've been 3, so it's stuck. Yeah.
Did come gabi.
Umalume wami, I don't know where my full name is Bathabise and he shortened it to Tapsi. So that's my uncle is the one who named me Tapsi.
And you're loving it?
I love it. I mean, it's my artist name. It's my name, actually. It is my name. Yeah.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Welcome to Vuma 103 Drive. Tapsi?
Hello?
Yebo. Siyabonga kakhulu. Sibe nawe namhlanje kwiVuma and Ntambama. Hey, how was your Friday so far?
It's been a good Friday. I've been running errands and I'm getting ready to go and host and do some work. Yeah.
Okay. Ntate kuzwale ngoma yakho lena sithethe kuyidlala khona manje spesihle isiqi somculo kaTapsi ubani o decidile ukuthi uTapsi uzoqhamuka kanje.
Yo, I think, you know, my journey's been kind of crazy, but I'm an R&B girl, so when I started out in the industry I thought I was going to be very R&B, but my mentor at the time was like, I need to tap into singing in the neck, and now I feel like I'm that like R&B, Afro-pop kind of girl. But I think the direction really of my music started with my feature, Ngiyatshela Ngawe. And because people really love that sound, that's kind of the sound that I stuck to.
Mm-hmm. Ibe kuyi reaction word uyilindele mhlawumbe ku especially lengoma le ngiyatshela ngawe?
No, not at all, hey. Not at all. I didn't think that the song would be as big as it was and as it is. I didn't think that, you know, me joining the industry so soon, I would kind of have success at such an early stage of joining the industry.
Yeah. Mm. Ukusebenza ngemuva, we backing vocalist?
Yes, I started out in the industry as a backing vocalist. At Lily Donald, the likes of Casper, the likes of Coolie, a whole lot of different artists. And then I decided to go solo, and I'm just glad it worked out.
Yeah. Yini lenye ukuthi decide ukuthi hayi ake ngiyibambe ngedwa?
I think because I felt like I had a message to tell that was my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed writing music, and so I knew that I wanted to songwrite and to sing my own songs so that I can get my message across, and that's kind of what really pushed me to become a solo artist.
Kunjani so far? Imaphi ama lessons osuwafundile usuyimele or mhlawumbe ikuphi lokhu ungakudraw from the previous setup we backing vocalist osukusebenzisa manje?
I think so far so good, yes. And honestly, when I was a backing vocalist I was already learning so much about being an artist, an independent artist. But what I've learned now is just to be very true to yourself and not pressured to do anything that you don't want to do. Also to be very patient. And just to treat a lot of people with respect, because you never know who you're going to need a favor from in this industry. Those are the lessons I've learned so far.
So, according to a specific, mhlawumbe kuyona evele yenze nje ukuthi ama creative juices avele a flow nje, mhlawumbe ngabe into idlayo or space obakusona or hlobo lwabantu oyithola phakathi kwabo bese uvele nje ubona izinto zenzeka noma iculo yaliphupha mhlawumbe or something.
Hey, no, not at all. I think once I get into the studio, I always let the music lead me. So the music is actually what brings out what I sing, what I write. So shout out to all the good producers, because without them...
Come on, you don't go to the beach or something.
I really don't. Say. There's no ritual at all.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
Oh, wow. And the very one is
it's still surprises me to this day. Like, when I'm in the studio, what happens, the magic that we create, it's still very... surreal for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sike sakhuluma no Quest. Sinethe nje saphatha indaba yakho ukuthi kunale ngoma ayenze nawe. Oh, wakhuluma kahle kabi ngawe.
Oh, bani.
Yini le yenza ukuthi kube lula kanjena ukusebenza no Quest, Tapsi?
He's such a humble and calm person, and he's very talented, but he's very humble about it, you know. Very welcoming, very open, very willing to share and impart. And you know, I'm just so grateful that he took me in and put me and allowed me to use his platform to get to where I am today. So yeah, that's my brother for life.
Yeah, ne. Yeah, mawuta kaza kutele na tu shiru watene. Oh, that one. She's my sister in music.
Yeah, we musical twins.
All right, we've got this song Sakuma Ngayo Kwesta featuring Tapsi. Ngiyasifela ngawe. Sizothatha i-break nje sobuyela kuwena siqhubeke nalo ke noma nayo ingxoxo yethu ke namhlanje kwiVuma 103. Ungabatshela nje on your socials ukuthi you live on Vuma and ungena na kwi-Facebook page yeVuma and stuff like that, yeah?
Yep, guys, check out Vuma on all the socials. Also, check out my socials. Actually, I should have gone live in this interview.
No, go to your social. If you go back to your account, it's a boy. Hello, Tapsi. Welcome back to Vuma 103 Drive.
Guys. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Mangabe sibhekana, I'm an artist in South Africa. Iphi nje osafisa ukuthi usebenzisa nayo ongakalitholi lolo thuba lelo?
I think Shekinah is definitely up there.
Why?
Ganyanoshjava. Shekinah because I've never done a feature with a female singer.
Mm-hmm.
So I really am looking forward to doing something with a girl that sings and probably gets the whole singing thing. Mm. And that's why I really want to work with her, yeah.
So ingoma zakho zigudla ngasothandweni njalo njalo. Why? Like, are you drawing all this from your personal experience? Mhlawumbe into oyibuka nje zenzeka kwabanye ogeli or kwamanye ama situations?
I think it's a bit of both, but you know, love is like the easiest language to understand, and at the same time, the hardest language to understand. So I feel like a lot of my experiences stem from love, and that's why it's so easy for me to write, whether it's something good, whether it's heartbreak, whether it's, you know, death. For instance, like specifically is about losing a loved one. There's always love in the center of it all, so it's so easy to sing about, and that's why my songs are always about love.
We have Batin, but when an influencer, Aliyah or Brandy or Leo Matosa, are they telling the truth?
They are. Those are the women I grew up listening to, you know? Those are the women that inspired me to make music.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So, I sound like Aliyah or sound like Brandy, Leo Matosa, ongazuthi. Yona esingakwazi ukuyipicka up mhlawumbe sale ingoma zakho.
Sure. I think Aaliyah is more my style. So my fashion sense and my style is very inspired by Aaliyah.
In terms of fashion okay.
Yes, that's how I'm inspired by Aaliyah. Brandy, my R&B, the R&B really comes from Brandy. Like the R&B side of me is very much influenced by Brandy. Ulebu yena ke is the South African me, you know, the Vinette girl, the Wani me, you know what I'm saying? So I've drawn a little something from all of those women.
Yeah, na ngingingenong nokubona kuma social media ngibona oh nangu lebo. Lebo.
Yabo.
Sekuvuke lezo. Kodwa ke ekhaya I support injani?
It's amazing. Oh, my family's amazing. My husband is so supportive. Mm-hmm. My friends. Everyone was really happy that I started to do music because I used to be a banker before this, and I think everyone is glad that I took the leap and did music. But the support has been amazing from the people that I love.
All right. Going forward, if to age kusasa iyaphela lente COVID izinto nje sibuyela esimweni esejwayelekile yini esingayilindela ku Tapsi?
My new album. I'm very ready to release new music. I'm just waiting for the right time.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a lot in store, a lot of features coming out as well. I'm on the new Questa album that just dropped, so people must go check that out as well. So yeah, new music is definitely coming.
Okay.
Whether Corona ends or not.
Yeah, ne?
Music is coming.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff. All the best, gang. And I go to I'll step on my socials, Arco, quickly.
On my socials, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter is Tapsi_SA.
Tapsi_SA. Kona wonke. Right. Sewanga kakhulu. Have an awesome weekend.
Ngiyabonga. You too, guys. Thanks for listening.
Sewanga kakhulu. Tapsi. Nimbeke kuma socials. And nilandele umculo wakhe ke. Kahle kakhulu.
This is a Vuma 103 podcast.